welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the weekly David John Oates Perverse Speech Show. Normally broadcast to you live out of Adelaide, South Australia, but currently I am in Southern Oregon, in a region of Oregon called the Oregon Outback, which I think is very appropriate, seeing I came from the Outback in Australia. Well, born in the near Outback. There you go, that's close enough. So we are broadcasting from the Oregon Outback in the state of Oregon. Been in America for about a week now, because we did the last week's show from Santa Cruz. I think I did it from Santa Cruz. I think so. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're in Oregon today. Next show I'll be in Canada, broadcasting around there, so you can follow me on my little exploits as I travel around the world. So there we go. Alright, got a bit of information for you. First of all, a lecture in Ashton, Oregon on Saturday, May the 27th. It's the only public lecture I'm giving. It will be filmed by my documentary film crew. So it would be great to have you there. Anyone who wants to fly in to it, fly into Medford, Oregon, and that will take you to Ashland. So there you go. Okay, all right. So what we're going to be doing today is going through our archives, as I have been doing for the last several months now, playing all the reversals on my archive. So well, we're going to do that now. By the way, the second hour, my guest is filmmakers Michael Young and Jamie Fassenda. They are doing the reverse speech documentary. We have a significant progress on the documentary. Go to voicesfromtheunconscious.com, and that will give you the latest updates and what's happening. Voicesfromtheunconscious.com. And also of note is the website metawalks.com, getting some amazing feedback from people who are going to that site and downloading the MetaWalk programs and getting some quite amazing changes. It's been very successful, and we're getting some great shifts from people. So go to metawalks.com and download your own little version of MetaWalks. Okay, I think that's all the news. Latest training class has started. We're a third class in. I got some excited, enthusiastic students in this class, so that's a good thing. Okay, so let us look at some reversals, and I am going to start off with a file entitled Miscellaneous. I don't know what these ones are. Wow. Alright, well, let's see what we can find out. Here we have a chap named Adam Lanza. So let's run this one forwards and see what we got.
Resorted to stabbing him with a knife, but nothing worked.
And family, don't make me bad. Yeah, okay, alright. Here's the next one. The audio's not very good on this.
Don't think it would be such a stretch to say that he very well could have been a teenage mall shooter or something like that.
And gonna blow here, he said. But I don't like the audio on this. Let's just play another one, then we'll move on to someone else.
There were two isolated incidents.
And this one is, I was stupid.
I was stupid.
Huh.
I was stupid.
I guess he was.
I was stupid.
No doubt about that. Here's Alex Jones.
I want to unleash humanity.
And this reversal says, and I'm with you.
Yet I'm with you.
Yet I'm with you. Yet I'm with you.
Okay, all right, let's run that one again.
I want to unleash humanity. Yet I'm with you.
Yet I'm with you. Yet I'm with you.
And here we have have another one on Alex Jones.
And that's what they intend for us to be, is scared and then to back down. The establishment just arrested the former Republican governor of Virginia on trumped up garbage.
And here he says, I'm so mad.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, I can agree with that one. All right, here we have Professor some Brad Steiger. Here we go.
So finally then, with pressure, we sent not an army, but an expeditionary force. That's what the troops were called in World War I, an expeditionary force.
And this one says, and that being the Air Force.
And that being the Air Force.
And that being the Air Force.
Yeah.
And that being the Air Force.
Okay, here we have another one.
The smoke had not cleared in World War II, and officers who were in intelligence, the SS, and some of the other groups there, and Nazi scientists were coming to work on our what would be our space program, but we didn't know anything about Project Paperclip at that time. We didn't find out until we had satellites in the air.
And this one said, had real contact.
Had real contact.
Huh.
Had real contact. Had real contact.
Well, that's interesting. Here's another one about a contact.
He was actually aiming his F-51 at a planet that was millions of miles distance in outer space.
And this one says, it's an alien.
It's an alien.
It's an alien. It's an alien.
You know, these reverses aren't too clear, really. Let's have a look, see what else I've got here. I've got a few, but I'm not too sure how clear these ones are in this folder. Here's one on Rolf Harris. Oh, this will be interesting.
When I saw Russell Crowe come onto the screen and say all those complimentary things.
This one says, my girl will sell.
My girl will sell.
My girl will sell. My girl will sell.
No, I don't think these reversals are too clear. Let's move on to some other ones that are a little bit clearer. Okay, here we have Bill Cosby talking about his sex scandals.
Why did he have to do it the way that he did it?
Now, this is a Catherine talking about it, and she says, I hid it.
I hid it.
I hid it. I hid it.
Yeah, okay. He is a black preacher.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost.
And this one says, and it's do or die.
And it's not dying.
And it's not dying. And it's not dying.
Yeah, okay, I guess that's one there. Here's Cheney talking about torture.
I went out and built power line and transmission line for a few years, and then I got serious.
And this one says, a serious thing.
A serious thing.
A serious thing. A serious thing.
And here's the next one on Dick Cheney.
Nice way to say that we weren't tending to business. I went out and built power line and transmission line for a few years.
And this one says, I am aware this isn't the best government.
I know that.
Huh.
I
know that. Subsidy the best government with.
I'll be bothered.
I know that. Subsidy the best government with.
Well, that's indeed what it says. I wonder which government he's talking about. Interesting. Okay. Here we have evangelist John Hagee.
God gets emotional about Jerusalem from this moment forward for the rest of our lives.
And this one says, they are the terrible.
They are the terrible.
Huh.
They are the terrible. They are the terrible.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that's a congruent reversal. Here he is again.
Headlines will be screaming, Millions are missing without a trace. Cars are going to be parked out here beside Loop 1604 and every highway in the world. The motors are still running with the drivers and the occupants of the car sailing for mansions on high.
And this one is, your sin was within.
Your sin was within.
Wow.
Your sin was within.
That's certainly there.
Your sin was within.
Okay, all right. Oh, here we have a couple on Joe Biden.
And what I'm hearing most is how pleased and excited people are about how affordable it is.
And he's talking about Obamacare, obviously, and he says backwards, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Huh.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
I guess so. We're playing Reversal from my archives. If you've just tuned in, we are listening to the year 2014. I'm broadcasting you from the Oregon Outback in southern Oregon, about 250 miles south of Portland. I'll be here until tomorrow, and I'm off to Las Vegas, Nevada for 2 days of workshops and working with people and all that type of stuff. So, all right, here we have the next one along.
If you don't want to go to healthcare.gov and you want to talk to somebody on the phone instead, you can call, and I'm going to give you the number now. You can call 1-800-318-2596.
And this one says, that's not an item, must have cost them.
That's not an item, must have cost them.
Huh.
That's not an item, must have cost them.
I'll be bothered.
That's not an item, must have cost them.
Yeah, well, it's certainly there. There's no doubt about that. All right, here we have Evangelist Kenneth Copeland.
In terms of material failure and so forth, the biggest one in the whole Bible is God.
And this one says, Babylon will see him.
Babylon will see him.
Huh.
Babylon will see him. Babylon will see him.
Okay, here's the next one.
You gotta keep on casting.
And this one says, it's sad, must speak a lie.
It's sad, must speak a lie.
Huh.
It's sad, must speak a lie. It's sad, must speak a lie.
Well, I'll be bothered. There we go. How about that, hey? Let's play that one again. Here's the forwards.
You gotta keep on casting.
And it's sad, must speak a lie.
It's sad, must speak a lie.
Yeah. Alright, well there we go. Kenneth Copeland. Here's another one on Kenneth Copeland. So run this forwards.
I am a billionaire because the assignment that the Lord gave me.
And this one says the burn.
The burn.
Huh.
The burn.
And here is a classic one.
Measure pressed down, shaken together, running.
Okay, you know the famous psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, this one says, the snake is my shepherd.
The snake is my shepherd. The snake is my shepherd.
Well, that's a little bit devastating, isn't it? Here's the forwards again.
Measure pressed down, shaken together, running.
And the snake is my shepherd.
The snake is my shepherd. The snake is my shepherd. The snake is my shepherd.
Well, I'll be bothered. That's a classic reversal. I didn't know I had that one. That's classic. All right, here's a Netanyahu in Paris.
Believe strongly in what I've just said. Embrace the people of France as brothers and sisters.
He's not in Paris. He's talking about Paris. And he says backwards, must feel it.
Must feel it.
Most
and here we have Obama.
As they do their jobs in the coming days, they need to work with the community, not against the community, to distinguish the handful of people who may use the grand jury's decision as an excuse for violence.
And this one says, all people mad show incident.
All people mad show incident.
Huh.
All people mad show incident.
Certainly there.
All people mad show incident.
Okay, all right. All people mad show incident. Here we have another one talking about health care.
And that's the decree. We'll be right back with the leader of the free world.
And this one is healthcare, damn, they're evil.
Damn, they're evil. Damn, they're evil.
Oh, no, that's not healthcare, damn, they're evil. It's just damn, they're evil.
Damn, they're evil.
Ooh.
Damn, they're evil.
That's not a good reversal. Let's throw that one out the window, and let's find someone a little bit clearer. Here we go.
And when the world calls on America, we call on the brave men and women of our armed forces to do what no one else can. So this holiday season, as we give thanks for the blessings in our own lives, let's also give thanks to our men and women in uniform who make those blessings possible.
And this one says, it's the losses, next time no one know it.
It's the losses, next time no one know it.
It's the losses, next time no one know it. It's the losses.
Yeah, there we go. Nice and clear. All right. Another one on Obama. Here we go. Okay, so here's the forward.
So as a country, we have every right to be proud of what we've got to show for it.
And this one says, bullshit tied you over.
Bullshit tied you over.
Ha ha.
Bullshit tied you over. Bullshit tied you over.
Okay, well, there we go. Bullshit tied you over. Fair enough. And then we have talking about hackers.
Private sector platforms as well as the public sector, so that we are incorporating best practices and preventing these attacks from happening in the first place.
And this one says, are you with us?
Are you with us?
Are you with us? Are you with us?
Yep, okay, yeah, that one's fairly clear, no problems over that one. Here we have the cost now. This is Obama again.
You know, what we're doing is we're doing a little preview of the State of the Union. There are a lot of things I want to talk about, and I figured why wait.
And this is the cost now as they fall.
The cost now as they fall.
Yeah, that's certainly there. Here we have another one.
Just go to joiningforces.gov. As a nation, as Americans, let's always keep striving to serve them as well as they have always served us.
And here he says, the heads allows in adversity now.
The heads allows in adversity now.
The heads allows in adversity now.
Okay, all right, and here we have a classic one on Sarah Palin.
Thanks, but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere up in Alaska.
And here she says, marijuana serve medicine.
Marijuana serve medicine.
Huh.
Marijuana serve medicine.
Not the clearest reversal in the world, but anyway. However, the favorite of mine in that batch is this one. I'm going to play it again.
Measure, press down, shaken together, running.
And the snake is my shepherd. Not the Lord is my shepherd. The snake is my shepherd.
The snake is my shepherd.
Pretty classic reversal, that, isn't it? Okay, here we have some more on John Hagee in our next batch.
God has declared in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those that bless you, Abraham, and your seed, that would be the Jewish people, and I will curse those who curse you.
And this one says, keep Jewish, believe in that in history.
Keep Jewish, believe in that in history.
Huh. So there, I'll do it again. Keep Jewish, believe in that in history.
Keep Jewish, believe in that in history.
Keep Jewish, believe in that in history. Keep Jewish, believe in that in history.
Yes, it says certainly there. No doubt about that. All right, here we have John McCain.
Okay, and are you meeting the National Council this morning?
Yes, we're meeting with the council, we're meeting with the military, we're meeting with lots of people.
Are you concerned about the people that are actually fighting for the opposition here? Any worries about them?
Fighting for the opposition? Mm-hmm. They're my heroes.
And this one says, they're meeting, where is the limit?
They're meeting, where is the limit?
Huh.
The meeting, where is the limit?
Yeah, certainly there. I think we've got time for one more reversal. This is McCain.
We've always been for tax cuts. We either keep our word or we don't keep our word. I intend to keep my word.
And this one says, what a widow, I'll beat the deal.
What a widow, I'll beat the deal.
Huh.
What a widow, I'll beat the deal. What a widow, I'll beat the deal.
I don't know what widow or deal he's talking about, but there you go. Here's one on Mitt Romney.
Israel is the only one whose creation can fairly be called a miracle, he wrote. It's a deeply moving experience.
And this one says, now we lie.
Now we lie.
Uh-huh.
Now we lie. Now we lie.
Well, there you go. How's that for a little beat? The dig in the archives. We're going to go back and do some more in the second half of the first hour. Don't miss my second hour. The reverse speech documentary is out with a little teaser. Go to voicesfromtheunconscious.com and we'll have my guests, Michael Young and Jamie Fassender. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We're going to be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product. Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back for the second part of the first hour of the weekly David John Oates Express Speed Show, broadcast to you this time out of the Oregon Outback in southern Oregon, about 250 miles south of Portland. Okay, we are looking at some reversals, back into my archives again, and we're looking at reversals from 2014. And we got played some on Kenneth Copeland, and now we're going to have a look at some. Let me see who's next on the list here. Oh, Charlie Sheen. Okay, let's see what Charlie Sheen's got to say for himself. Here's the forwards.
On that scene, I'll never have a glass of champagne again or a glass of wine, because those are, you know, things that you celebrate with.
And here he says, get money.
Get money.
Huh.
Get money. Get money.
Yeah, okay, here's another one.
That the remaining 8 shows of season 8 had been reduced down to 4.
And this one says, so I shit.
So I shit.
Ha, ha.
So I shit.
I'll be bothered.
So I shit.
You get some funny reversals sometimes, don't we? Here's Charlie Sheen again.
Our highest rated season to date, most shows are in decline by then and headed toward Will and Graceville, was suddenly to halt production 2 weeks earlier than scheduled.
And this one says, the shadow always killed us.
The shadow always killed us.
Huh.
The shadow always killed us.
Yeah, there it is.
The shadow always killed us.
Of course, Charlie Sheen has had a rather checkered history, so I can see his shadow killing him. All right, here we have Farrakhan. What's his name? Louis Farrakhan? I'm not sure of his first name. Anyway, here we go.
There's abuse in every nation on earth, including this one. So let's not play holy to moralize on them. Let's help them.
I'm not moralizing. I'm asking you a question, and I got an answer.
Why would you put it as the most corrupt regime in the world? That doesn't make sense.
Can you think of one more corrupt?
Yeah, I'm living in one. I'm living in one. Yes. You've done a hell of a thing on this earth, so you should not be the one to talk. You should be quiet when it comes to moral condemnation. In my judgment.
And this one says, I reform with the guilt.
I reform with the guilt.
Huh.
I reform with the guilt.
I'll be bothered.
I reform with the guilt.
Yeah, nice and clear. All right, here's another one on Farrakhan.
There's something wrong with the black man's mind. There's something wrong with his mind.
And this one says, they don't want nothing.
They don't want nothing. They don't want nothing. They don't want nothing.
Okay, all right. Here we have Kim Kardashian.
Like, you put me in such an uncomfortable situation. Like, you know I'm not happy. You know I'm trying to see if it'll work out here, and I know that it's not.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. I wanted pieces, and you're showing me bad. I think you're showing yourself bad, lady.
I wanted pieces, and now I'm showing me bad.
I wanted pieces, and you're showing me bad.
I wanted pieces, and now I'm showing me bad.
Okay, alright, so there we go. There we have a little bit of Kim Kardashian, quite a clear reversal. Here we have Madonna.
The athletes who are participating in the show will be that this is also a chance for us to show that we can, you know, all come together.
And this one says, evil worship.
Evil worship.
Wow.
Evil worship. Evil worship.
Oh, that's a bit interesting, isn't it? All right, here's another one on Madonna.
Or the gift of writing music just so you could be a singer. We're given these gifts because we're supposed to bring people together.
And this one says, it's like seeing a big grave.
Take me in a big grave.
Wow.
Take me in a big grave.
The it's like's pretty quick. I'll play it again. It's like seeing a big grave.
Take me in a big grave.
Take me in a big grave. Take me in a big grave.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. And here we have Mia Pope.
I mean, he really was pretty open, because remember, it was like a status symbol.
I got it.
If you were to obtain it, it meant you had money, you had cash.
And this one says, I'm ashamed to admit it. Yeah, there it is. It's certainly there. And we have some on Netanyahu.
This deal has two major concessions. One, leaving Iran with a vast nuclear program.
And this is bringing it in now.
Bring it in. No.
I'll bring it in now, not bringing it in. So I bring it in now.
Bring it in. No. Bring it in. No. Bring it in. No.
Okay, all right. Here we have another one, Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, for those who don't know.
Along with the Straits of Hormuz, that would give Iran a second choke point on the world's oil supply.
And this one says bullshit.
Bullshit.
I guess it's a little bit of bullshit there. And Netanyahu, I was trying to think what his first name was. I don't know. Here's the next one.
We, the Jewish people, can defend ourselves.
And here he says, give Jews the deal.
Give Jews the deal. Give Jews the deal. Give Jews the deal.
Yeah, there we go. Here he is again.
Iran and ISIS are competing for the crown of militant Islam. One calls itself the Islamic Republic. The other calls itself the Islamic State. Both want to impose a militant Islamic empire, first on the region, and then on the entire world.
And this one says, got an army.
Got an army. Got an army. Got an army.
Yeah, there it is. It's certainly there. Next one on Netanyahu.
Now, a decade may seem like a long time in political life, but it's the blink of an eye in the life of a nation.
And here he says, I'm a felon.
I'm a felon. I'm a felon.
Yeah, I'm a felon. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Another one.
Second, stop supporting terrorism around the world.
And here he says, lick us.
Lick us. Lick us. Lick us.
Yeah, there it is. Lick us. All right. Then he says, next one.
We appreciate all that President Obama has done for Israel. Now, some of that is widely known.
And this one says, money loves it, they're the Mossad.
Money loves it, they're the Mossad.
Oh, yeah.
Money loves it, they're the Mossad.
Yeah, that's only there.
Money loves it, they're the Mossad.
I guess the Mossad are pretty active by the looks of things. Wow, we got a lot of reversals here. Well, let's play a few more. Here's one.
Assistance at the crucial moment.
Oops, sorry, I started halfway through. Right, here we go.
In 2011, we had our embassy in Cairo under siege, and again, he provided vital assistance at the crucial moment. Or his support for more missile interceptors during our operation last summer when we took on Hamas terrorists.
And this one says, no one will shoot.
No one will shoot.
Huh.
No one will shoot.
Yeah, well, that's certainly what it says. All right, here's another one.
We were told to give President Rouhani and Foreign Minister Zarif a chance to bring change and moderation to Iran.
And this one says, so they deserve big, I was lost.
Who deserve big? I was lost.
Huh.
Who deserve big?
Sounds like a bit of sabotage there, Netanyahu. That's interesting. That's actually sabotage. He's saying the opposite of what he's saying forward. So here's the forwards.
We were told to give President Rouhani and Foreign Minister Zarif a chance to bring change and moderation to Iran.
And so they deserve big. I was lost.
Who made us up? Me. I was lost. Who made us up? Me. I was lost. Who made us up? Me. I was lost.
Huh, interesting stuff. Okay, alright. Alright, okay, let me see. What else shall I play on Netanyahu? He will play this one.
Stop threatening to annihilate my country, Israel, the one and only Jewish state.
And this one says, we want it now.
Deal on it now.
Deal on it now. Deal on it now.
I guess he's stating his values, isn't he? Alright, here we've got a few on Obama. Let's just play these ones.
Because tomorrow I'll be visiting Selma, Alabama for the 50th anniversary of the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
And this one says, and they blame us.
From they blame us.
From they blame us. From they blame us.
Not too sure exactly what he would mean by and. Okay, and now we're going to do another one on Obama. Here we go.
I also come to this issue as the father of two wonderful young women.
And this one says, I offer no wisdom.
I offer no wisdom.
I offer no wisdom. I offer no wisdom.
Okay, fair enough. I offer no wisdom. All right. And here we have... another one on Obama.
It would roll back some elements of its program.
And here he says, must have all the wit.
Must have all the wit.
Huh.
Must have all the wit. Must have all the wit.
I guess so. Must have all the wit. There we go. All right. And another one on Obama.
Young John Lewis, kneeling in protest against an all-white swimming pool, and it reads, come, let us build a new world together.
And this one says, still warns nigger.
Still warns nigger.
Still warns nigger. Still warns nigger.
Yeah, there we go. That's what it says. Okay. All right, so let us move on to the... next one on my list here, we're looking through archives. We're in 2014. Here's one more on Obama.
One of the finest gentlemen and finest legislators we have in the country, your congressman, Jim Clyburn.
And this one says, you're fucking the values.
You're fucking the values.
Huh.
You're fucking the values. You're fucking the values.
All right, here we have evangelist Pat Robertson.
To an addiction that has been destroying me and my family.
And this reversal says, heal my family.
Heal my family.
Huh.
Heal my family. Heal my family.
Yeah, that's what it says, heal my family. All right, here we have, I don't know who this is. That's...
gotta be white. Now the pictures, there was no people in the pictures either.
I don't recognize the voice. It says, ready their ship and they'll be squandered.
Ready their ship and they'll be squandered.
Wow.
Ready their ship and they'll be squandered. Ready their ship and they'll be squandered.
Well, that's a nice little reversal. I wish I knew who it was. Ready the ship and they'll be squandered. All right, here we have Steve Harper, Canadian PM. I guess he's former PM now.
And so we either stand up for our values and our interests here in Israel, stand up for the existence of a free, democratic, and distinctively Jewish state, or the retreat of our values and our interests in the world will begin.
And this one says, be their finance.
Be their finance.
Be their finance.
Yep, okay, here we have another one.
Now let me repeat that. Canada supports Israel fundamentally because it is right to do so.
And this reversal says, be villain.
Be villain.
Be villain.
Wow.
Be villain.
Maybe that's why he lost the election. Here we have another one.
Some openly call Israel an apartheid state. Now think about that statement.
And this one says, it's bad love.
It's bad love.
Wow.
It's bad love. It's bad love.
Yeah, well, it's certainly all there. All right, next one along. Here we go.
That it is that the path to peace is accommodation, not violence.
And this one says, share democracy.
Share democracy.
Wow.
Share democracy.
Wow, I'll be bothered.
Share democracy.
Huh, interesting reversal. All right, here's the next one.
First. On the con.
Oops, that started halfway through. Now we'll try it.
These values are not proprietary. They do not belong to one people or one nation, nor are they a finite resource. On the contrary, the wider they are spread, the stronger they grow.
And this one says, there is the offer.
There is the offer.
Huh.
There is the offer. There is the offer.
Yeah, nice and clear reversal. Here's another one.
Now, of course, friends, criticism of Israeli government policy is not, in and of itself, necessarily anti-Semitic. But what else can we call criticism that selectively condemns only the Jewish state and effectively denies its right to exist, to defend itself?
And this one says, they kill the callous.
Nihil the callous.
Huh.
Nihil the callous.
I'll be bothered.
Nihil the callous.
Yeah, okay, all right. And another one.
Now, friends, I understand that in the world of diplomacy, with one solitary Jewish state and scores of others, it is all too easy to go along, to get along, and single out Israel.
And this one says, they're Jewish, here is the loss.
Yes, Jewish, here is the loss.
Yes, Jewish, here is the loss. Yes, Jewish, here is the loss.
Okay, all right. And here's Jim Condit, U.S. politician. Or was he ex-politician after all the scandals he was in? I'm not sure. Anyway, here we go.
The best thing that could happen when if Netanyahu shows up to give the speech before Congress is if the Attorney General of the United States, together with other countries, would arrest Netanyahu and send him off to The Hague to stand trial for crimes against humanity, for the crimes that he's done against the Palestinian people.
And this reversal says, keep the bigot.
Keep the bigot.
Okay, there we go. All right, another one from 2014. Not many here. Here's one by the name of Salenti.
People are not excited about Jebby Boy or Hillary. This is a time for a new third party. The opportunity is there. I predicted a new third party in my book, Trend Tracking, in 1988, that there'd be a new third party in 1992, and I even mentioned in passing Ross Perot.
And the reversal says, I have seen demystified.
I have seen demystified.
Huh.
I have seen demystified. I have seen demystified.
All right. Here is a young child.
Why do you think there aren't VCRs anymore when everyone used to have one?
Because we have made better things.
And this one says, be in the value. Oh, internet, be in the value.
Yes, internet, be in value.
Internet, be in value, sorry.
Yes, internet, be in value.
Yes, internet, be in value.
Yes, internet, be in value.
Oh, his reversal on Carl Jung. Let's run this one.
When the psyche is not under that obligation to live in time and space alone, and obviously it doesn't, then to that extent, the psyche is not submitted to those laws. And that means a practical continuation of life, of a sort of psychical existence beyond time and space.
And this one says, fear is the issue.
Fear is what is you.
Huh.
Fear is what is you.
Your issue, not the issue. Fear is your issue.
Fear is what is you.
Fear is what is you. Fear is what is you.
Alright, here's another one on Jung.
When I think of my patients, they all seek their own existence and to assure their existence against that complete atomization into nothingness or into meaninglessness.
And this one says, wake his Lord.
Wake his Lord.
Huh.
Wake his Lord. Wake his Lord.
Yeah, certainly there. Okay. Oh, here's a classic lead reverse. So this is a little girl. Listen to this.
Elder one, she's got a lot of activities, so there's a lot of maintenance around her. Pick up, drop off, swimming, piano. But she's a good girl, yes.
And here she says she's seven.
She's seven.
And look what she says next.
How old is she now?
She's 7 years old. She's just turned seven.
There we go. So she says it backwards before she says it forwards. All right, here we have reverse on Michelle Obama.
Thank you, everyone.
And this one says, now we are very fearful.
Now we're very fearful.
Now we're very fearful.
Okay, yeah, a little bit distorted audio on that one. Here we have another one. This is on Netanyahu.
There was a question about whether America worked against you, about President Obama, the White House, in the election.
Well,
do you think that happened?
Individual donors from Europe, the United States, and Latin America, the answer is yes. I wasn't talking about that. And I'm looking forward. I'm not looking to the past. But I want to make it clear.
And this one says, upset with those people, I'm an orphan.
And upset with this needle on my orphan.
Wow.
And upset with this needle on my orphan. And upset with this needle on my orphan.
Well, I'll be bothered. Upset with those people, I'm an orphan. Huh. Okay. Oh, here's one on Jeff Rentz, my good mate Jeff.
How many more skeletons are there in Hillary Clinton's little closet of joys and delights? She's a liability to the Democrats. Not that the Democrats mean a damn, they're all the same, but they got to come up with somebody else. Jeb has already said things about immigration that utterly, absolutely disqualify the man. So the two front runners may end up not being there.
And this one says, I will find the name.
I need find the name.
Oh, I need find the name. Sorry.
I need find the name.
I need find the name. I need find the name.
There we go. All right. We're getting through 2014 quite quickly. I'm up to May 2014 now. And, oh, look at this. We got a whole bunch of reversals on Neil Armstrong. Oh, look at them all. Lots and lots of them. And Hillary's email. Oh, I don't have enough to start this today. We'll have to do this next week. There's about 60 reversals here from May 2014. Here, let's just play a couple. Here's Neil Armstrong.
Made here on the ground indicates something more than that. Probably greater than 40.
And this one says, and there's the nebula.
Yes, here's another ear giver.
Yeah, well, that certainly is what it says. Here he says another one.
And the terminal phase was absolutely chock full of my eyes looking out the window.
And here he says, blue sky I saw.
Blue sky I saw.
Blue sky I saw.
All right, there we go. All right, look, we're running out of time for this section. I'm going to be back in hour two with my guest, documentary filmmakers Michael Young and Jamie Fassender, who are making the Diverse Speech documentary, and they're going to bring us all the latest news. So don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.